With us on the line now is therapist Arianna Whitgreen Antonori. She and Liz Chapman are founders of the Ari-Liz Method. Together, they've produced two books, What Does It Have to Do with Me? And Intuitive Body Rebalancing for Weight Control. Welcome to the show, Arianna.
Hello, thank you for the invitation.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us. So tell me a little bit about you, first of all, and your background and what kind of brought you to this point.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm German, so sorry for my not so good English.
Oh, don't worry, it's perfect.
Thank you. And I'm a psychologist, but I started my career a little bit late. With 40, I started to study again, and I was always interested in medicine in general, but I was not able to study this earlier. So I first had to do some other studies, and and now here I'm a therapist, I'm a psychologist, and trying to solve problems for people who come to my consulta, to my office.
Oh, wonderful. So do you feel like you're doing what you were meant to be doing?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. This was really meant to be.
Yeah.
For me, it's the best choice ever I did.
Oh, that's great. So looking at one of the books, first of all, the one with the title, What Does It Have to Do with Me? In the book, you talk a lot about your early life and some of the troubles and problems that you had and how you use those experiences to find help for yourself and consequently being able to help others. Can you tell us a little bit about your past and some of the problems and issues you went through?
Yes, the problems started very early, actually, right away after my mother gave birth to me, I seem to say it like this, and because she was a person who couldn't cope so much with children, she had already two, and she gave me away, so in home for children, and I stayed there for 3.5 years, and I never found out why they took me back. So I came into a family where was a father, a mother, and two other children, and the third child, the fourth child, which came after me. And I came really frightened into a family which I absolutely didn't know. And there started all my my issues. I had fears. I couldn't talk. I was a stutter, and mm-hmm. This why I still have little problems to pronounce some words. This is still difficult for me, but I came over it.
Yeah.
And and when you lost your balance or your feeling of safeness in your home, then a lot of troubles come one after the other because you're not behaving like you should. Or when you feel comfortable and safe, you are behaving different as a child. And then you get kicked out of the community, and then they don't want to talk to you because you're different. And and so this was a big ball, like a snowball, which was always getting bigger and bigger. And when I was 15 around, I started to get really fears that I couldn't eat in public. I didn't want to go to cinema. I couldn't go in the elevator. And it got so strong that even got panic attacks and I couldn't do anything anymore. And then I started to say, look, I have to do something for myself. And I started to go to psychologists, but they couldn't help me. You were sitting there and you had to talk about what you anyway know, but they didn't give you any advice or something in your hand that you can, at least at this time when I was born, I'm 61 born, this is in a different time than today, I had to find it out by myself. And then I said, through this experience, I never want to go again. And I want to find something, how I can help people who have the same or similar issues that I had, feelings of fear, feeling terribly uncomfortable in public and feeling like humiliated all the time and not beloved and all this stuff. So this is why I created this book, What does it have to do with me? Because over the time, I found out that a lot of things and behaviors were not my behaviors. They were overtaken from others. They were given to me. And so then I really tried to find techniques to get that the subconscious is calm with it. And you always remember where you went through, but the trigger points they are like disconnected. So when something like a difficult situation comes again, then your behavior will be different because this is disconnected. Mm. And this technique I explain a little bit in the first book of What Does It Have to Do with Me, and there will be a following book that I that you always can learn a next technique.
Okay. So, and can I just ask you, is it the kind of thing, so with your personal experience, when you got help and you went to see a therapist and a psychologist, were they able to help you kind of overcome your issues that and give you tools that have lasted you, or is it an ongoing thing that you're always dealing with?
No, they couldn't give me any techniques that I come over it. So this way I thought I have to study by myself psychology to have the grounding, yeah, and then to find something what goes quick to help that you come out of this difficult feelings, feelings of fears, feelings of guilt, feelings of anger, and that when trigger points coming like a word, like a color, like a smell, like a person you look at, that these trigger points, that this trigger don't trigger you anymore, you know? So I needed to find it out. They didn't give me nothing into my hand.
No.
And I was quite disappointed, and I felt I will never get over this, no? Yeah. I really did needed help, but they couldn't help.
So now you've worked out ways to help yourself and then to help other people. Is it a kind of one-time thing that you help someone, you give them the tools, and then they kind of go off on their own, or do they need constant help and guidance? How does it work?
No. Normally the patients come once or twice for the really ground
groundwork.
Groundwork and teaching them a little bit how they can do it by themselves, and then they can run alone. And just if there's something pops up again new, like for example, they come to my consulta and they had an accident when they were around 20, and they're still struggling with these traumas, then I have to disconnect everything what is connected to this. And then, of course, it's possible that the person with 40 has again an accident, and then you have to help him again to get rid of the ground things, and then they can do it by themselves.
That's fantastic. That's really good, because I think so often with any type of therapy, it can cost a lot of money. You know, people can be going to see a therapist every week for years and years on end. And it really makes you think, you know, gosh, some of these therapists must be earning an absolute fortune. And is it really necessary to be having that kind of therapy for such a long time?
This exactly what you said. I saw too.
Yeah.
Because when I went there, I had to go at least 1 year. So I went 1 year every Monday at 5 o'clock after working, sitting there in the chair, looking to my psychologist. And after 10 sessions, I didn't know what to talk anymore about.
Mm.
But we sit there, and then they just ask them, how are you today? And then you think, God, how are you? Yeah, I'm still the same. Okay, what have you done? Yeah, actually the same, working. Then I went into the elevator and I got a panic attack. Yeah, okay. But what was different? And all this kind, and this was too much for me. I thought, this is not help. It's far too long. It's far too expensive. Mm. And it doesn't give you a quick solution that you feel quickly better, more calm, more comfortable in yourself. When you have quite a lot of traumas, your self-confidence, it goes away, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. and you want to be part of the world and you can't because it's too heavy.
Mm. So who, yeah. Before we move on to the second book, who would you say you have written What Does It Have to Do With Me for? What kind of people will get something from the book, would you say?
Actually, everybody, because everybody has in somewhere something what happened was traumatical. It can be a love which was not responded. It was an accident. It was an illness. It was issue with the parents, with celebrities. I think you say sister and brother. You say this celebrity?
No, oh, siblings.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. You're doing amazingly well.
So with siblings and really every human being has something where would be lovely to not to have. No?
Yeah,
it's a feeling of maybe of fear, of guilt, of anger, of disappointment, of nobody understands me. And yeah, so it's written actually for everybody who wants to be more happy and calm in their life.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. So looking at the next book, Intuitive Body Rebalancing for Weight Control. Why did you decide to write this book?
Yeah, while I was writing the book with my colleague and friend Liz Chapman, because I can't write good in English, she wrote the book for me. And while we were writing and I'm telling my story and everything, we looked at each other and what we found out that I was very thin and she was quite overweighted. And then we talked about this and I said, well, I have really difficulties to gain weight. And she said, I have so problems to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And then we started to investigate where does it come from? Why I'm slim and she is overweighted, even if we are eating the same.
Yeah.
And then we started to test with a kind of muscle test and muscle test.
Yeah.
And so what we found out, also scientific found this out, that it has something to do with the thermoregulation system. Yeah.
Thyroid, did you say?
No, it's thermoregulation. Your inner body, cold body temperature.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we find out that the overweight in general feel, when you ask them, they feel hot inside. Mm-hmm. But actually, they are cold. And the underweight people in general feel cold, but they are hot inside. So hot is really eating you up and cold is trying to save everything and packing the cells that they don't freeze, that they don't get this freezing feeling.
Okay. So what can you do to change your inner body temperature?
You can change it because the people who, for example, are overweighted and they have a hot, they are cold inside, they have to eat cold at least for 12 weeks, but everything in cold. They have to eat the breakfast in cold, lunch in cold, and dinner in cold. They can have a hot drink like coffee or tea. This doesn't matter. But the underweight people, they have to eat everything in warm. So they have to eat breakfast in warm, lunch in warm, and also the dinner in warm. And after 12 weeks around, some are in 8 weeks, some need a little bit more weeks. But then the temperature gets in regulation and it comes back into balance.
Wow. So then you can go back to how you were eating before after that, or do you need to keep an eye and have more cold if you're overweight? No. Or
for example, you are overweighted and you're actually cold. And I'm sorry to say, it's of course, when it's winter time and you sit in England and it's raining like hell and it's freezing cold, it's difficult to make this because you always have to eat cold. I understand this. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe you should start then to do this in springtime when it gets warmer. Mm, no? But after these 12 weeks, then you start to have one warm meal. And then you eat a few weeks, like 2-3 weeks. You eat one warm meal in the daytime, and then you can start to eat two warm meals in. And then you will see, when you see that you're losing your weight, you also feel that you don't need to eat. You don't need to eat too much anymore. Because a lot of people also who are feeling cold, they eat a lot because through the eating, they think they get warmer. And then you have to keep an eye on a little bit. Then you can start to eat normal again. And when you notice that you go out of balance again, then you start to eat a week again and only cold, 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 cold. And then you get your temperature again and the cells and the fat can go away.
That's so interesting. So how did you come up with this? How did you find out that this was the thing and that it works?
Yeah, we tested it out. We were investigating. We were watching a little bit what scientists say. And through our method and testing with a muscle test and finding out, we found this out.
Gosh, that's incredible. That's so interesting. Yeah. Well, if people want...
And it's so different because you can eat, actually you can eat everything. Of course, you can't eat now 10 pieces of chocolate. I mean, how do you call this? Bars of chocolates, but after you even don't want to eat this. If you eat cold, your hunger goes away.
That's amazing. Well, if people want to find out more about this, they must get a copy of the book. It's called Intuitive Body Rebalancing for Weight Control. And you have a website, Arianna, don't you?
Yes, we do. The website is arilis.com.
Arilis.com. That's ARILIZ.com. Arilis.com. And are you based in Spain?
I am based in Spain because here it's nice and sunny. This is why I came here. And I always say it cold.
Yes. Well, I hope you enjoy the sun. And it's been lovely to chat with you, Arianna. Thank you so much for joining us. And people can get a copy of your book, Intuitive Body Rebalancing for Weight Control. And also, What Does It Have to Do with Me? They'll both be available on our website, tre.radio. Arianna, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.